Good morning. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Second half of our program starts now. And joining us today, we have some guests from the Manhattan Housing Authority, our monthly feature with them. We've got three different people on with us here right now. Aaron Estabrook, Executive Director, joins us. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And we've also got Linda Morse. She's going to actually be kind of subbing in here this morning, commissioner and also a city commissioner, but is also on the Housing Authority Board. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Thank you.
And Kat Linder joins us again, Housing Choice Voucher Program Director. Good morning, Kat.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for having me back.
Absolutely. Good to talk to you guys this morning. And got a lot going on here since we last spoke. Some changes here to the eviction moratorium, which we're going to talk about. We'll talk about resident councils forming and a COVID update. And that might be a good place to start. And whoever wants to start first here.
Yeah. So Brandon, this is Aaron Estabrook. I guess it was around August 3rd. I reached out to Julie Gibbs, as you know, the Raleigh County Health Officer, and asked her and some questions about the Housing Authority, and there was some upticks in the cases, as everyone now knows. And so I explained our layout and how things work and what our protocols were. And she recommended that we are advised us to at least require face coverings and masks in our common areas. And so since August 3rd, we have implemented that policy where if you're a guest or a resident or staff and you're entering our property or even the main office, please remember to wear a mask.
Okay, good to know. As far as public housing units you have here in the city?
Yeah, so just kind of a reminder, we serve the entire community, but we have 232 public housing units in the city. And right now we're about 95% full, which is great unless you're in need of public housing. And so we're really at 100% at a couple of our family sites and 95% overall. The waiting list for a one bedroom is about 3 or 4 months at least right now for public housing. So just want to give a idea to folks how full we are. Just in March, we were in the lower 80%. Now we're completely full at a couple sites and we're at 95 overall. So it's definitely been an increase in occupancy, which is a good thing that we're utilizing the space, but not a great thing if we're needing more units, which is true. We definitely need more units.
All right. I got some resident councils forming, I see.
Yeah. So one cool thing about what we've been able to connect with residents and, you know, we're all here to serve the residents of the Housing Authority and really the Manhattan community. And so part of that is empowering the residents to form councils. And HUD encourages this. There's a little bit of a budget that they can use. But this is a process in kind of civics and self-governance that we've been going through. And yesterday we actually had elections start for a resident council that exists in apartment towers. That's the tallest building in Manhattan across from the post office. We have 88 units there and we are electing a governing board for the residents in that tower that will advise the commission that oversees the Housing Authority and advise me as the executive director on what the needs are from the residents' perspective. And we do a one-year plan and a five-year plan that HUD approves. And having resident input into that plan is critical. And it's been missing for several years. So having that start back up and getting, you know, some of those kinks out of the process so we can have fully engaged residents is it's a real big priority for me, and it's exciting to see. Another part of that is Carlson Plaza. It needs more representation, and they've struggled to kind of do it themselves. And as anybody that tries to organize, there are hiccups. But Renters Together, that's a grassroots organization. They've come in and they've said that they want to help mentor some of the residents and to help form that council and hold some meetings. And we're talking about renters' rights and things like that, which is really important for the population we serve.
All right, very good. And lastly, with your update is the eviction moratorium. We saw that get extended here a little bit.
Yeah, so President Biden kind of had some pressure applied, I think, to him. And he did go ahead and extend that for 60 days. That goes into early October. But that that tool in the kind of the big toolbox of things that we do to help with housing hasn't really been utilized in Riley County that often. Only twice since September 2020 has somebody pursued that delay or moratorium through the CDC eviction moratorium. So I really want to encourage, yes, there is an extension, but the need is out there. We know people are behind on rent. We know landlords are trying to find ways to make their ends meet and provide housing at the same time. And there's over $100 million in federal assistance in the state of Kansas through what is called the Kansas Emergency Rental Assistance Program, or CARA. So if you need any assistance, it's for utilities up to, and rent for up to 12 months, please Google K-E-R-A and it'll pop right up on the internet, and you can check your eligibility. That money's there. That money is for this purpose. So we shouldn't really be in a situation where there's a lot of evictions due to COVID when you have a full year of assistance available to you.
Okay. Good information. Appreciate that. And so we're going to turn the table here just a little bit to Linda Morris. You may recognize that name. She's one of the Manhattan City Commissioners, current Mayor Pro Tem, and she's a commissioner here on the Manhattan Housing Authority, and she's going to talk with us here about some encouraging news MHA has received from the Department of Energy. First of all, Linda, good to talk to you here.
Thank you. You too.
Tell us, first off, a little bit more about your history with the Housing Authority.
Well, I've been in this community for a long time. I served 6 years on the Board of Zoning Appeals, 9 years on the Urban Area Planning Board. I'm interested in any flooding issue in the community. I've just been interested in housing issues for a long time. So after I was elected in 2015, I jumped at the opportunity to serve on the Housing Authority. And it's our public housing authority with 202 units here in this community. And we make a difference with the housing that's provided here. So it's part of the picture, big picture. And we meet every month, usually at the Housing Authority. We've been Zooming, of course. And but we have been solving problems over this time. There was a time when the high-rise needed to be renovated. It was not functioning well. They found some mold. And so we renovated it. And just probably jumping into the next topic, but the housing issues I see here are every community assessment we have had for some years talk about the quality of housing and the high rental rate that we have. And we have we don't even know how many rentals we have. So there, not just that, but the people talk about the price of housing here. And everything we can learn, I am so anxious for the new census data to come out because that will give us a new update on the housing here. So that's kind of my history anyway. With regard to your next question, I'll just go into it. Manhattan is doing a housing study this year, and we've selected the consultant, and we're at next week's City Commission meeting. We will, this consultant's name is Development Strategies, and they will, they have presented a scope and a contract, so the city staff will be talking to us about that. And in a nutshell, the staff will create a process similar to the strategic plan and the indoor aquatic center, where people sign up to serve, and then the city commission or the mayor makes selections for who to serve. I'm anxious for ordinary citizens to serve on that committee. So you might be thinking, you know, getting in touch with the city manager's office, expressing your interest. So listen next Tuesday, and we'll find out more.
All right. And you probably would like to have a good cross-section of Manhattan represented on that, right?
Absolutely. And oftentimes, something at this policy level is short on citizen involvement. You know, a lot of people came forward with the indoor aquatic center. There were 117 citizens that wanted to be on that steering committee. So I don't know that 117 will on this housing study, but, you know, there are people who have some background and some expertise in housing and live here that have other professions. So we need them to step forward and help us.
All right. And we're speaking with Linda Morris here. She's a Manhattan City Commissioner, current Mayor Pro Tem, and a Commissioner for the Housing Authority. We understand there's some really good news here from the U.S. Department of Energy that they recently recognized MH8.
Yes. You know, during the renovation of the high-rise, that was a real struggle. HUD gave us money, but the renovation took more than what HUD allowed us or gave us. And we had to basically gut the building and start over with all new systems, and windows. And so the city of Manhattan, we were desperate. We stalled for 9-10 months. And finally, the city came forward and said, we're going to help you get a low-interest loan through one of HUD's subgroups that we hadn't known about before. So it so the city's that money helped us afford new windows. You can't renovate a building and not put new windows in it. And they were not double paned or triple paned. They were the original windows from 1971. And then we also decided to line the sewer under the high rise. That was a good long term investment, and it didn't cost that much. So it was, that loan was close to $1 million, under $1 million, but it was a lifesaver. And what the Department of Energy is doing is recognizing the partnership, the collaboration between the Manhattan Housing Authority and the City of Manhattan, and how Manhattan stepped forward to help with this project. And so we're being recognized, imagine that, as a national leader in renewable energy and efficiency by the U.S. Department of Energy. And we just got, the Manhattan Housing Authority just got that letter yesterday. So that is fresh news. And he already has a press release out on the streets. So we want to tell people that. And the other thing is that Carlson Plaza, you know, was built at the same time that the high-rise was, and it is beginning to, we're finding, the same problems with the construction of the interior of, not the exterior, but the interior of that building. And so Aaron is doing yeoman's work, working with HUD to try to put a financial package together of some kind that will help us renovate Carlson Plaza. I don't necessarily see the city coming up with a solution this time. The city stepped forward at a critical time, but Carlson Plaza is in our sights and coming up here in the next few months. You're able to tune in to our Manhattan Housing Authority board meetings via Zoom. We have not, I don't think we've resumed. I've been Zooming still. So feel free to listen to our discussions. They're not glamorous, but they're very practical. So have I said enough, or do you want more?
Well, when do they meet? When does the board meet?
The third Wednesday of the month at 5:30.
Okay.
Uh-huh. And the meetings are, if you look on the Manhattan Housing Authority website, you can also find them there recorded and look back at some of them. you know, sometimes they're 2 hours long. I'm sorry, but it takes us that long sometimes.
Sure.
I want to just stress the importance of the energy savings from those new systems we bought and the new windows. And it says that we are saving 13 to 16% of the energy cost, and that we are on pace to exceed 20% goal by 2025. That's remarkable. But that's what, you know, we're being urged by everyone to, if you have an old furnace, replace it with an energy efficient one. Well, this was a total building rehab, and so we had better, had the opportunity for greater success. So all of this is just very practical, and we are assuring that for the next 50 years, we will have public housing in this community. And that is a weighty responsibility, knowing that people depend on you. So I think we're doing good work.
Absolutely. I might just ask real quick, because I'm not familiar, where is Carlson Plaza located at?
Carlson Plaza is 425 Pierre. It's kind of catty corner from the Boys and Girls Club on off of 4th and 5th Street.
Right behind Civic Plus, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Uh-huh. All right. Well,
very good. Thank you, Brandon. Do you have more questions or?
No, not right now. I think we'll take a break right now, and we'll come back and hear from Kat Linder up next.
Yeah.
Here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.